This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alan Pollock's here with the tech update. Alan, what are you doing? I forgot. Alan and I were talking before we got on air and talking about what we're going to do for Thanksgiving. And I know you got a great neighborhood. Ken Jones lived in your neighborhood. You got all these people that live in that area. And so it's like, do you like have like a mortgage party? Like is it a mini mortgage conference in your cul-de-sac there?
No, but I'll tell you what. Years ago, when I first moved to Florida, I did do my first Thanksgiving with somebody who worked at in secondary at Everbank. So that was fun. When I moved here, I couldn't believe how many people were in mortgage and just banking in general. This is a very big help to that. But, you know, you sort of teed me up just to make a quick comment that Ken, myself, and a couple others, Tom Alon's out here, a number of us have talked about getting together. So if you're in the north, east side of Florida, Jacksonville, St. Augustine, even Daytona, Palm Coast, and you want to get together on a frequent basis and just talk mortgage shop, especially technology, but all things mortgage, feel free to reach out to me. We hope to get a bunch of people together on a more often, more frequent basis.
Fun.
So, David, one, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And I thought I'd start us off with something kind of interesting, you know, ending last week on the human element of technology, some interesting stuff. So, of course, I went to Google, our trusty friend, and I found that one is if you're looking for a turkey and the stores are out of them, you can get yourself a Bluetooth turkey call app, and that will help you hunting. So, you know, and there are over 50 different apps. Some of them do everything from help keep you warm. Some of them help track the distance that you shoot. I mean, it's this stuff's just crazy. And so then I thought, well, let's just say you went to the store and got your turkey. You can get yourself a Bluetooth turkey thermometer. You put the turkey in the oven and you just sit around and wait, and it will update you real time
notify
the temperature of the turkey. So that got me thinking, and I took a look. You know, Amazon reviews are always the absolute funniest. I took a look and I went right to just a food thermometer. This has like six different probes you can put in different kinds of meat depending on how you would like to have it cooked. And I, of course, went to the 2 stars. And some of these reviews are great, David. Not very accurate, not wireless. The probes don't last long. Meh, works, but subpar Bluetooth. So anyways, you know, the human element of technology is that, especially in this one meat thermometer, is that it the picture doesn't show wires on the probes. But a lot of the reviews are that it comes with wires. You know, be warned. That leads us into our big topic for today. And it is a slow week, as Joe was mentioning. There's not much in the news. A couple small things have happened. I'll just tell you two of them. One was Ginnie Mae. They've announced that they're using eOriginal for their eVault services. It's going to be a beta. They're hoping to continue their efforts to digitize that entire process. And then FormFree also just rolled out pay stub collection and verification as a new feature for existing customers. And that's part of their new product as well. They're partnered with LexisNexis. And digital mortgage application prefill solution is what they call it. And so, right, we've talked about the last 2 or 3 weeks. There's a bunch of folks going down that path. And then the last quick news update before we get a little bit deeper into humanization of tech, Maxwell also announced they have a partnership with Fannie Mae where they now have the availability of DU. And, you know, that's really important, David, as we've been talking about some of the capabilities of things we're looking to put in front of a borrower. The better, the sooner, faster that you can give that borrower an experience. By the way, should they want to go down that path, right? Let's not force them there. But the faster you can give them a good experience to know if they're approved or can they move forward or curtail or customize that experience, the better. And so that's a very big thing. So hats off to Maxwell on that piece. Now, let's get back to humanization of technology. I mentioned last week briefly this magazine article, entrepreneur.com. They had this title and, you know, it's pretty interesting, David. It's labeled like this. And due to all the new technology, we crave convenience beyond our conventional needs, right? Who wouldn't say that we don't crave convenience? Actually, there's an article at Pew Research saw that said disconnecting from the network, you know, our social world would mean disconnecting from much of society. No hospital care, no TV, no news services, no telephone. Some would attempt it, but most will not, right? So we crave this convenience. We're connected to everything. And ultimately, what I learned at this Entrepreneur magazine is, you know, we need to do a better job and we need to learn about the human needs and the emotion and behavior that's there. And technology is just a means to actually enable that. But technology will come and go. and the human need is what stays constant. And so what they really talk about, and if you think about our industry, it falls in line so perfect. Whenever we interact with digital channels, we consume information. We browse for products online to purchase or try new technology. Basically, David, we demand it to be more natural or faster. Otherwise, we just move on. How many times have you searched for something on Google and after the first page of results come up, you maybe go to the second page, but you don't go to the third page, right? You move on. You modify your search terms.
That's right.
You think of something different.
True.
That's right. And so what this article says, which is great, think about this. And as a result, our attention span has gone lower than a goldfish.
Yes.
Our brains
and
are
that's so sad. So
yeah,
true.
Our brains are adopting and changing in the presence of technology. You know, I found another article on Forbes that just mentions so much stuff that's so related. You know, technology also opens up just more unforeseen issues. And we as humans are really necessary for solving the problems that automated services can't. I'll give you an example. You know, for those that know my background, for years I was involved in automated OCR and pricing technology and underwriting technology. The reality is that you stick a 1003 in there, and if the technology doesn't recognize some of the pages at the end or the takeout order menu, one page got slipped in with the 1003, because people are still scanning today, by the way. The technology doesn't always know what to do, and so
that.
We'll just see it as another 1003. We can label things that we've got AI, machine learning. The reality is we are humans. We program the technology, and we as humans create mistakes ourselves. So we need to be there to fix those mistakes. Technology is not going to just fix it right away. And so there's this new person out there. It's called a chief human officer. So if you're looking to add this to your company, go ahead and Google it. Chief human officer.
Hmm.
And their job is to keep it simple, reduce complexity, and advocate real human inclusion. And so as you head into the Thanksgiving holiday and you go hands off and feet up to Bluetooth cook your turkey, you can think about your borrower point of sale solution, and you'll remember to humanize.
Humanize. It's so good. I still stick with the wired one. Somehow sticking a Bluetooth device into a refrigerator, I'm just not so sure. So I still use a wired one, but I've got something that does work, and it works well.
That's great.
So I love that. It comes out and goes into a device, and it's wired than Bluetooth, and so I can be anywhere in the house, and that's good. Anyway,
absolutely.
So good. All right, my friend, appreciate you. Have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy that beautiful family.
You
too. Got some beautiful daughters, and so I know you'll have fun with them. Are they all cooking? Did they hit your daughters hit the kitchen?
Yeah, they
with your wife like mine
they do. They
it's
all
just
help
like
out.
I love it. Sitting
and
at the bar
take pride.
And they take pride in it. Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
So much fun. Well, enjoy it, friend. Appreciate you so much. Thankful for you, Alan, for being here each and every
and
week.
Likewise.
Appreciate it so much. Want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, the MBA, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, the CMLA, as well as Velma, Knowledge Coop, Vidyard, and AI Assist. Folks, thanks so much for taking time to listen to this week's podcast.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.